Turkish tanks fire into Syrian territory after an attack on a military outpost on the Turkish side of the border. The governor of Kilis province claimed at least one ISIL terrorist was killed by the Turkish tank fire. This came after one Turkish soldier died and two others were wounded by firing, from an ISIL-controlled Syrian region. Turkish F-16 fighter jets were also scrambled to the border region following clashes. The latest unrest in Turkey has raised fears of a spillover of violence from neighboring Syria. The Turkish government has already started beefing up security at its frontier with its Arab war-torn neighbor. The border has served as an open gate over the past few years for militants seeking to join extremist groups in Syria. To discuss that, we're now joined by Mr. William Jones, who is with the Executive Intelligence Review, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Leesburg. And Mr. Jones, it seems finally that Turkey is acting against ISIL. Is it a bit too late, though, do you think?
Well, they say, as you reap, so shall you sow. They had done their work in trying to create this operation against Assad, which has led to a growth of ISIL. And now they're going to have to deal with that. You say if it's too late, it's late in the game. It should have been done a lot earlier. The problem would have been a lot smaller and more easily to control. At the present moment, however, if there is a concerted effort on the part of all the interests in the region and out of the region to try and deal with this threat, I think ultimately, over a period of time, we can get it under control. But that means that the silly games that are being played geopolitically, which have let ISIS grow as a factor in the region, have got to be stopped and got to be stopped immediately. And the concentration must be placed on the overriding danger for the region and the world, and that is the stabilization of ISIL as a force in the Middle East.
So then, do you think, Mr. Jones, that the Suruç attack, the Suruç terror attack, will mark a turning point in Turkish policies towards Syria?
Well, I think obviously it certainly will have its effect in terms of public opinion, and I think it also puts pressure on the government that they have to proceed in this direction. They have to treat ISIL as a threat and as a threat to them, and they must deal with it in whatever way they can, through the use of force, through the use of the security forces, and by other measures in order to get this thing under control. I think it should be obvious to everyone at this point that this is not a force that you want to play with. You don't want to give them a certain amount of leg room by attacking their enemies, but by bringing all of the people who are opposed to ISIL, including those you may not like, together in a concerted force to deal with this, which is the biggest threat at the moment in the region.
Very well. We'll leave it there at that. But as always, Mr. Jones, we appreciate your insight. That was William Jones, who was speaking to us live from Leesburg.